There's an adage that seeing is believing. And I think it's a very true story that seeing is indeed believing. The three stories that we've just heard were all about people who saw. Thomas, Peter, and the people around about who saw Peter's shadow having sufficient power to heal the people around them. And may I remind you that just a little bit earlier, Peter had caught a couple of people in the community lying about the sale of some piece of land and struck them dead. So there were things that were happening that were powerful. And John of Patmos turning around and seeing a figure like this. There's no doubt about it. Experience is really convincing. And yet it seems for most of us, myself included, that largely we are to sustain our faith on the basis of words. Words that we hear, stories that we hear secondhand. And I find this particularly challenging at a time when the church is being challenged and religion generally being falling into disrepute for all kinds of dark things, when science and genetics are starting to talk about a God gene, which really explains all of our religious impulse. And so I ask myself, God, where are you in the midst of this time? I want to experience, as many, many other people in the church have experienced. And why does that not happen as much as I guess I would hope it would happen? I think the question of our experience of God has a lot to do with our basic human nature. As far as we know, we're the only animals that have self-awareness. We're the only creatures that are aware of ourselves, and indeed, tragically and fearfully, we're the only animals that are aware that we will die. And so that self-awareness means that we spend a lot of time thinking about ourselves, thinking about our fears, thinking about our hopes. And there's all kinds of things, our marriages, our relationships, our kids, our jobs. These are all things that can preoccupy us. And then there's the big things, the environment, nuclear war, all sorts of things like that, which serve to distract us. How many times this week, if you think back, can you remember when your anxieties became so consuming that you just felt overwhelmed? When that happens, we are totally not in connection with the moment. It's certainly my experience on Wednesday when I was, amongst other things, pondering this homily, I reached a point where I just felt so knotted inside. Knotted with anxiety and unsure about all the various things that had to happen. So if that's our basic nature, what's a practical guide to experiencing God? Not just reading about God, but experiencing God. James in the Bible talked about faith without works being dead, being empty, being a lie. But I find that faith without experience can easily become dry and lifeless. And so when I thought about it, when I reflected, when I prayed about it, I was reminded that indeed there are three very practical ways that the experience of God can be realized. And the first one was with a discipline of awareness. There's already a seed group that spends a lot of time working with the teachings of a Buddhist named Thich Nhat Hanh, who's very well known in Christian circles. And one of his central teaching, and indeed that of the contemplative prayer movement, is that we need to let go of all of our preoccupations in order to make that contact. And it happens. The next time that you're in a knot, just stop, drop it, let it go. Utter a brief prayer and see what happens. Similarly, I would say, if you're in a meeting and you're getting all tied up with emotion about what's going on, stop and pray for the peace that passes understanding. This will, I guarantee, transform the experience or the time and provide an experience of God. But there are also, in my experience, out and out miracles. Not often. I guess I would consider myself fortunate to say that I've lived through one of them. One of them that whenever everything else fails, I go back to that story and I think about it. Late at night, hurtling down a road in Bangladesh in a clapped-out Land Rover with my family asleep in the back seat. Narrow roads, just wide enough for two cars to pass, except on the steel bridges. The steel bridges are only one lane wide. And as we were driving along, there were a lot of trucks coming the other way, and the trucks never dim their lights. And so you're completely dazzled by the lights. And as the truck passed me, dazzling me, I saw in front of me the steel wall of the bridge, a few feet away. The next thing I knew, we were on the other side of the bridge. Land Rovers are not sports cars. This was not a sudden diversionary act on my part. Something happened. Something happened that I can't explain, and of course there are terrible accidents, and why us and not other people, but something miraculous happened at that moment. So I'm reminded that God gives us what we need, but we have to ask for it. But we have to stop. But we have to open ourselves. Seeing is believing. Experiencing is believing. May we all know that experience in our lives.